Good Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. Hi, I'm Melissa Roop, Extension Educator for Family and Consumer Sciences here at Ohio State University Extension in Fulton County. As we are entering into that summer weather and we're outside and more active, I think it's a good time to stop and learn some basic safety tips for walking. Pedestrian safety is so critical as we have more deaths from walking accidents on the road. One about every 85 minutes, there's a death across the U.S. So let's take time to look at 10 walking safety tips. So first of all, be predictable. Follow the rules of the road and obey signs and signals. There's no free pass when you're on the country roads or whether you're on town roads. You need to follow the rules. Number two, walk on sidewalks whenever they are available. They're there for a reason to keep you safe, so use them. Number three, if there is no sidewalk, walk facing traffic and as far from traffic as possible. So if you're on a country road and you are taking a walk along the side, you want to walk facing the traffic, not with the traffic. Also, number four, keep alert at all times. Don't be distracted by electronic devices that take your eyes and ears off the road. This includes walking and texting, or if you have a device for listening to the radio, like you might be right now, on your ear, make sure that you are still alert to what's happening around you at all times. Whenever possible, take time to cross streets at crosswalks or at intersections where drivers expect to see pedestrians. Always look for cars in all directions, including those turning left or right. Number six, if a crosswalk or intersection is not available, locate a well-lit area where you have the best view of traffic. This is especially true for in-town or in busy intersections, but also while you're in the country as well. Wait for a gap in the traffic that allows enough time for you to cross safely and continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Number seven, never assume a driver sees you. Make eye contact with drivers as they approach to make sure that you are seen. If you don't believe you are seen, make sure you clear the area and move off the side of the road. Number eight, be visible at all times. Wear bright clothing during the day and wear reflective materials or use a flashlight at night. If it's at dusk, make sure that you are visible and don't wear black clothing or dark clothing. Number nine, watch for cars entering or exiting driveways or backing up in parking lots. They might not see you. You might be in a blind spot and it can be dangerous, so be aware of that. And the last one, avoid alcohol and drugs when walking. This might sound oversimplistic, but it's true for walking as much as it is for being in a driving situation. They impair your abilities and your judgment. Each of these 10 rules will help keep you safe and avoid being a statistic for pedestrian deaths. But the most important thing is to get out and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the exercise, and explore the outdoors in this beautiful weather. So here at Ohio State, we have Ohio State Extension in Fulton County. We have several programs you might be interested in. As many of you know, we operate the 4-H program, and we have 4-H camp coming up in just about 3 weeks. Our registration deadline is a week from Friday, so you want to make sure that you are registered for camp no later than June the 4th. So make sure that you have your registration by then. We have a waiting list for boys, and we have open spots for girls. So please go to the website, fulton.osu.edu, to learn more about that. Also, I'm really excited to host a program for consumer scams from the Ohio Attorney General's office. They will be having two opportunities for this programming on June the 8th. So we have a 10 o'clock and a 7 o'clock p.m., 10 o'clock a.m., 7 o'clock p.m. opportunity to learn about consumer scams. To register for this, you can go to go.osu.edu/OAG for Ohio Attorney General Scams, OAG SCAMS, and it's also on our website. So check that out and an opportunity to learn about scams that have become very prevalent in today's world towards consumers. We hope you are having a wonderful week and enjoy the upcoming holiday weekend. Stay safe and enjoy your time together. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Melissa Roop, and I'm with Ohio State University Extension in Fulton County, and I'm here on behalf of 96.1 WMTR. Make it a great week, Fulton County.